The Flower Girls, written by Dee Williams and read by Kim Hicks.
Chapter 1, 1926. Identical twins Lily and Rose Flower squealed with delight when their father Ron announced on Saturday evening, the eve of their 16th birthday,
"As your birthday falls on Bank Holiday Sunday this year, me and your mother are taking you to Southend for the day."
Lily threw her arms round her father's neck and kissed him loudly on the cheek. "Thanks, Dad." Treats like this were very few and far between. Although both girls had been working for the past 2 years, their wages didn't really help the family budget. Their mother, Amy, a slim, dark-haired woman, was looking at them and smiling. 16. Where had all those years gone? She was very proud of her beautiful daughters. They had inherited her colouring, and like her, had wavy dark hair and big brown eyes. She had always dressed them identically till they were 14, but when they went out to work, they found their own individual styles. Last week, Rose, to her father's alarm, had had her hair cut in the latest bob. She worked in an office that sold stationery, while Lily worked in a flower shop. She always said she never had the brains to work in an office, but she loved her job. It was a standing joke that Lily Flower worked with flowers.
"I shall wear my new white cloche hat. What about you, Lil? What will you wear?"
asked Rose, who as soon as she had a few shillings would put them aside to buy new clothes. She was always poring over fashion magazines for the latest styles.
"I've got my old brown one."
The office Rose worked in had a supervisor, Miss Evans. Rose was always full of what she wore and how she looked. She was forever saying that she wanted to be like her. Lily had seen the woman a few times when she came into the shop and thought that she was over made up and rather rude and bossy, but Rose wouldn't hear a word against her. Rose's voice broke into Lily's thoughts.
"I think it's about time you bought yourself a new hat."
"I will, when I've got the money. Don't forget I earn a lot less than you."
Although outsiders couldn't tell them apart till Rose cut her hair, the twins themselves knew there were big differences between them. While Lily was shy and the quieter of the two, Rose, the elder by 5 minutes, was full of life and ambition and longed for excitement.
"I shall go on the Big Dipper," said Rose. "What about you, Lil?"
"Don't know. I'll have to see how high it is first."
Lily looked at her mum, who was busy putting the cloth on the table ready for dinner. Their father was reading the newspaper. They were so lucky they had such wonderful parents. Their father was foreman in a large tea warehouse along by the docks. They weren't well off, but nor were they hard up, not like some of the people that lived round here. Parts of Rotherhithe were very poor, and there were many widows from the war. The twins had only been 4 when the war started. With their father away in the army and their mother at work in the biscuit factory, they had spent a lot of time with their neighbour, Mrs. Perry. Mrs. Perry's husband had been killed at the very beginning of the war, and she had 2 children. Will was a few years older than the twins, and Rose, like many of the other girls in the road, liked him. He was very good-looking. June, his sister, was about the same age as the girls. The Flowers were lucky. Their father had come back from the war with just a leg injury, which had left him with a slight limp. He still had his job at the warehouse, and over the years he had been made foreman and was now in charge. Since the girls had started work, they had been helping out with their wages. Their father said it was to make them realise the value of money. The family lived in a neat 2-up and 2-down terraced house, and unlike many folks around here, they didn't seem to want for anything. Lily followed her mother into the scullery.
"Thanks ever so much, Mum."
"That's all right. We didn't know what to get you, so we thought a treat would be good. That way we can all have a nice day. Let's hope the weather stays dry."
"I hope so, for Rose's sake. She'd go mad if her new hat got wet."
"Put the knives and forks on the table, there's a love," said her mother, without making a comment about the hat. Lily did as she was asked.
That night, in their sparse but comfortable bedroom, Rose was sitting on the flowery bed cover that matched their curtains. She was still talking about her new hat.
"I wish I could have afforded a coat to go with it as well,"